Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Boys Don't Cry. I'm Russell Kane. It's a space where we gather men together and force them to talk about the things we wished men would talk about. Please listen to previous episodes in the series. We've talked about why alpha males are more attractive than nerds. We've talked about why it's okay for a woman to have a drawer full of sex toys powered by diesel generators. And yet if a man has one latex pretend bum, he's a pervert, apparently. Check that advert out. Not that I've got one. So we talked about body hair. Are men supposed to be hairy or not? We don't know, girls. Please let me know. Tweet me. Hairy chest, like a Greek god, or smooth chest, like a boy who hasn't hit puberty yet. You don't see many. Or I find it even more creepy when a man has in between, like he's gone over it with a manscaper. That's almost creepier than a newborn chest. You can't win. I was in Ocean Beach Club, not last year, the year before, because I'm that fucking pathetic. I go there just so I can feel young and sit next to Wayne Lineker. And there were men with shaved legs. This is a thing now, ladies. Men are shaving their legs. Look what feminism has done with the fucking leftovers. So this is what we're here to unpick. What do we wish men would talk about? Why? Why is he liking the girl's picture on Instagram? Why, girls? This is the place where we discuss stuff like that. And today I'm joined. My male brain I'm going to be picking is, what do I call you? Musical maestro, rapper, saxophonist, all-round talented guy, Jelani. Is that, am I saying it right?
Yeah, no, that's
because in America,
right.
You know, you'd be Jelani or something
like
that.
Yeah.
Because you're English, or Jelani.
Do you know what? They actually told me once in America that I should just stick with Jelani because Jelani Blackman sounds like a lawyer. I was like, all right, cool.
Sounds like a lawyer, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. And well, not only that, I'm joined by Catherine Tilsley, very talented actress, obviously, but more than that these days. We see you on all kinds of things, being yourself, dancing, singing, being talented. We've even done a couple of shows together using our brains to win money. Would you still say actor is first on your CV?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, actor first and foremost. But I like variety, spice of life.
Exactly. Swinger then.
So we're today.
So today we're talking about recklessness. Now, just to be clear, recklessness is a lack of regard for the danger or consequences of one's actions. Rashness. We've talked a lot about boldness and confidence, and undoubtedly we'll end up talking about that a little bit today. But I think we've sort of come to the conclusion that, like it or love it, up to about the age of 25, women seem to be attracted to more Neanderthal confident men, much to men like mine's horror when we're getting really good at Dungeons and Dragons and reading Penguin Classic whilst masturbating 8 times a week and getting a Popeye's forearm. But this is one beyond confidence. This is reckless. This is rashness. An example of reckless behaviour is where you know the risk, you know how great it is, but you choose the behaviour anyway. So we're talking about recklessness. It is a gendered topic. We definitely view reckless men different to reckless women. But first of all, how reckless is our panel? I'll be asking them that in 1 minute. But first of all, Jelani, are men more reckless than women? I mean, straight in at the deep end.
Yeah.
Which is a reckless thing to do, by the way, if you can't swear.
Yeah. I would say they are, but probably just by nature as opposed to intention. Because I feel like I know a lot of reckless girls, but it seems like more of a conscious choice when girls are reckless, whereas the guys that I know just are instinctively reckless.
Oh, that's interesting. Men don't have any choice. The banter gets into them. They don't put their seatbelt on. Yeah. They can't help it. Whereas girls, like, I'm going to make a conscious decision to have a reckless
evening. Have a reckless night. Yeah, I'm going to be honest.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
My female voice is northern, Catherine. That's not you. That's my wife, who is from Sale. So any.
No, it's nice. Any You've female, got a good northern accent.
Any female voice that appears in my head is South Manchester automatically.
I love it.
Because that's what the accent I'm told to do is in. So, Catherine, do you think men are more reckless than women? Or do you think that women are judged more for it and can't be as reckless as they might truly be?
Women are more judged for it, I would say. However, to an extent, I do think it's something that's inbuilt into guys, that they are slightly more reckless. I think it's just testosterone is quite reckless. Sperm is quite reckless.
It is, isn't it?
I just feel like it's part of their makeup, so I would say that guys are more reckless.
Sperm is more reckless. It's a sock, Gary. Yeah. I don't care. I'm going in it anyway. Look at that. You've got some interesting rock formations on your ceiling there, Lee. That's not a stalactite. And okay, let's do a little test here. Let's find out how reckless you both are. Skinny dipping, Jelani, yes or no? We're going to go for a beach that isn't busy at the moment but might become busy at some moment, or a few people might arrive. So you're not like just getting your dick out on Southend Beach. You are on a quiet beach, but there is risk. It is not like 3 a.m. Yes or no, skinny dipping?
Yeah.
Definitely, really?
Definitely, yeah, 100%. I did it recently. Well, I say recently. As recently as possible.
Really? Yeah. I think is it illegal to bathe in the sea? That's a good one. I'm going to ask Chris Whitty next week if sea bathing is illegal.
Right now? No, not in the UK, though. That would be insane.
Oh, right, you've done it abroad.
Just disappear back into myself at temperature.
To become an acorn.
Yeah.
A frozen acorn. Catherine, would you go skinny dipping? It is difficult when you're in the public eye anyway, because part of your mind is, what if someone takes a picture of me, I suppose. But let's put that horrific thing aside and just pretend.
Yeah, if I wasn't in the public eye, yes. I went skinny dipping not that long ago, but it was dead at the time. It was really, really quiet. But there's nothing like skinny dipping. It's great. You just feel so free.
What about if you're on holiday, posh hotel, private plunge pool, but you can see into your plunge pool slightly from the other villas? Do you do it or not? I do. I just love the... I don't know what the equivalent would be for a girl, but you can't beat a free-floating scrotum, can you, Jelani? You just look
there's
up.
There's nothing like it.
You see the St. Lucian like sunshine and you're like...
Free-floating mum boobs all day.
Oh, lovely, yeah. I mean, I suppose it gets to a certain extent where you can leave things on the side of the pool while the rest of you is in it.
Take a load off. No, I think I would. It's quite a natural thing and it feels lovely.
So not reckless. What about running in a field naked? Have you ever done it? Have you ever run naked through a field? I've done that.
No. Have you? Was it after Theresa May?
No, I was after. It was before that. It was when I've been out. You know, when you're a bit sort of 17, 18, there's nowhere to go. So under the bridge and smoke ting, as we called it. And I was waiting for my friends to get ahead of me. I waited them to get quite ahead and then ran past them really fast, naked, like Terminator style, just to make them laugh.
Brilliant. See, I do think guys do more silly things like that. Like my husband went on a stag do recently and they wanted a lovely group picture of all the stags. And when they looked back at it, the best man was resting his penis on another guy's shoulder. just for shiz and giggles. So I do think guys are a bit more humorous with their recklessness.
So I've got one of my treasure pictures, which I would not put in the public eye, was me and my friend Daniel Stone. We both busy Piccadilly Circus station. We were drunk, but we'd been drinking in the afternoon, so it's like 8 p.m. busy, so still quite busy for the non-Londoners. We both fully dropped trousers and underwear and did, you know, Silence of the Lambs, the dick in between the legs. I'm both stood there. I've got a picture of both of us next to each other.
Oh my god!
One blonde, one brunette.
Love that.
I think you can just see people in the background. Well, it's only for a second, just to take a picture, and then we ran onto the train going here. would you, it's a hard one to, I'm not saying you've ever done it, so try and play along, not wear a seatbelt for 5 minutes, 30 mile an hour area. Yeah, let's pretend you've disabled the ding, ding, ding alarm in the car. It's one of those weird laws. By not wearing a seatbelt, the only person you're ever endangering is yourself.
Yeah.
So I don't know, though. Do you remember the advert when there was the kid in the back, the mum in the front, and they were like, Jane knew her killer. And the kid flies forward into the seat and breaks his mum's neck.
You're in the owner on the car and you're driving.
Okay, we've clarified that.
Jay, still thinking of Jane all these years later. And do you know it's the force of a baby elephant? Do you know that?
I feel like this is maybe a difference between being reckless and stupid. Because yeah. I feel like they might be two different things. I feel like to actively not put the seatbelt on isn't really reckless. You know, there's not any point to it because you just go for it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't feel bad. There are more dangerous things that I've done than not wear a seatbelt.
So is that a yes or a no, J-Bob?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Team Meister, what about you?
I don't like it. It's a bit too Final Destination for me, that.
Okay. If you're single, you're totally single, free to do what you want, not in the public eye, let's say, otherwise that spoils the experiment. You meet someone hot in a bar. It's on. You're fancying a bit of one-night action. Turns out they're married at the last moment, much like this brilliant Netflix type, no spoiler alert, program that's on at the moment, Behind Her Eyes. Well, do you go through with it or not? You are morally free here until that moment, but you are single, you're not cheating on anyone. Turns out the girl or man is not.
I couldn't. Girl code. I'm big on the girl code. I'm a girl's girl. I couldn't now.
See, I don't know if it makes me weep. I couldn't do that. I couldn't. I like to say yes to everything on this list, but that one I couldn't do. A combination of cowardice, of you don't know what the other bloke's like, a bit of boy code, I've had it done to me, I don't like the idea of it, and just complication in your life and mess. You could get psycho text next day from a girl that's attached. So you've both got psycho stalking, and behind stalking her is her fella stalking. I mean, that's like a daisy chain of stalking.
It's just not worth it. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Don't be a homewrecker.
I don't even need to ask Jelani listeners because the look on his face, I know he's already, he's already done it.
In with it. He's there.
He's been ploughing. He's been ploughing like a yeoman from the year 1600. I mean, smoking a joint. We just tick that one off. I shouldn't even be on the list.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a bit explicit, this one, forgive me. On holiday, you're single, you're free and single, you've met someone at the beginning of the... It's not even a one-night stand. It's been one of those flirts that starts on day one of the holiday. It's a 14-day break. It's day 10, man. Day 10 on off, 14-day holiday is like a three-month relationship. You're good to go. Would you do it without contraception or not? First shag. Again, Jelani, I'm not going to bother asking you. Catherine... Could you do that, Kathy? I don't know if it's my age. I'm of an age where I had the HIV adverts played to me when I was about like 8 years old, and they absolutely terrified and scarred me. So even though like HIV risk in middle class London is probably one in a billion, let alone one in a million, I just can't get there in my head. I can't, even the heat of the moment. I mean, I've had condoms go out of date in my wallet over and over again when I was single. Could you do it, Catherine? Could you?
If you'd have asked the younger me, I'm a completely different person to what I was when I was like at drama school. Those were very open times.
Mm. Well, actors notoriously researching the parts in more ways than one. And I will say to any young men listening, you know, it's your responsibility as well, not just for staying healthy, but for any pregnancy that follows. So remember, you cannot get pregnant through the face. I always say that to myself. it's always good to remember. And it's never a dull night out either. Would you go drinking two nights on the trot, fully paralytic? We're not talking like on holiday where you're getting leathered, but fully paralytic, crawl through the door, don't remember, wake up the next day, do it again.
Not now. Yes.
Get a lift home from a stranger. Now, this is a different question for a man, for a woman. I've done it hundreds of times. I've come through the hard house dance scene. I've got into like the back of an open truck with like Italian ravers off their tits driving from San Antonio to Ibiza town while I lay in the back like Stephen Hawking gurning at the sun. So I've got in the car with all sorts at all times. But I think for a woman, it's a different question. Would you get in a lift with a girl you didn't know?
Oh, yeah. I'd get in a lift with a girl I didn't know. And again, in my youth, I've had some nights out where I've been so wasted. I've had lifts home off somebody's mate who I've never met before and all the rest of it. And I look back and I'm like, oh my God, Kath, what were you thinking?
You were actually shaking your head like you were remembering a specific moment when you've done it as you asked questions.
Yeah, I can. Mm. I can remember a couple of times. Yeah. But then I actually got mugged when I was at drama school by a guy who was a taxi driver and turned out not to be a taxi driver.
Yeah.
And he ran off with all my shiz. And so that was a massive learning curve.
Yeah. What about a couple? A couple you've never met, the girlfriend pulls over. Oh, Dave, give her a lift. She's drunk. Would you get in the car with a couple?
No.
Really?
No, because sometimes, again, when I was doing the circuit singing, I remember a couple sent over a bottle of champagne. Like, oh, the music, great. And I just thought, oh, that's dead nice then. And then I got a little post-it note saying room 705, Lowry Hotel. And I was like, bloody hell. So you never know what a couple's after,
no.
Babe.
No. And that was the last time you didn't use contraception either, wasn't it?
The last
time. Oh, I didn't know where to look. Honestly, it was confusing in a way.
Confusing.
What about Jarny? I take it you again. Would you get in a lift with a random?
Depends who it was. Not many people offering me lifts, to be honest.
Depends which country you're in as well. I mean, I so you want to talk about reckless? I split up with a girl and was like, I sat down, spun a globe, and I said, wherever my finger lands, I was in my first jobs and I was doing quite well, you know, still living in a studio flat, lots of disposable income for my age. Wherever my finger lands, if it's a peaceful country and not on a government website as dangerous, I'm going to go there. And if I do land on a dangerous one, I'm going to go whichever safe country is next to it. So I spun the globe. My finger landed on Botswana. I never even heard of Botswana. I went for 17 nights on my own to Botswana and I hitchhiked across Botswana on my own. Like proper, like Botswanan African dads. I was next to a goat in a truck at one point and I went across the country. And it never entered my mind if I was in danger or if the car crashed, I'd be killed.
But did you feel like you were in danger?
Never, ever. Never.
And did you enjoy it?
Well, the most enjoyable bit was I was stood at the side of the road hitchhiking in this van. It was like, you know, like Toyota trucks, and there'd be like all dads on their way to work, maybe a farm animal and a couple of nanas shoved in the front. And then there was this beautiful Austrian girl in the back, and she'd hitchhiked on her own all the way across from Namibia. So I said, do you want to go on the road for a bit? And well, you can imagine how that ended. Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, good. So would you run a marathon without sufficient training and just think, fuck it, if I get tired, I fall over?
No, she's hypermobile, babes. That would just be ludicrous.
Oh, so am I.
Are you?
Fully diagnosed.
Hindrance.
You haven't got fully diagnosed, have you? Because it kills your life insurance. You just say, I'm quite stretchy. Don't get the Ehlers-Danlos label. You can't get jack shit after. Have you got flat feet?
Downwards back. No, I've got the highest arches you've ever seen.
That's unusual for hypermobility because normally everything just starts to melt like that. You might feel
belting.
Jelani, what's the difference between recklessness and confidence then? Where's the boundary? What do you think?
I guess when you're endangering yourself, knowingly endangering yourself, but that could just be an extension of confidence. It's a massive grey area. I feel like I tell you a short story about the difference between recklessness and the confidence for myself. I played a game walking along the canal once where the only aim of the game was if I could get 100 metres with my eyes closed without walking into the canal. That is really, really stupid. The confidence that I could do it.
What sort of time of year are we talking? Is the water...
It was middle of winter, 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh. And I had like massive coats on.
Wow.
It was mad. So I got like two... I did it twice, got about 80 metres. And then got to the second time round of opening my eyes, set myself rules, obviously, because that would be stupid. And then on the third round, I opened my eyes and my foot was literally over the edge of the canal. And I went fully in, head under, submerged. Yeah, I had to like shimmy along the edge of the canal, myself back up.
Were you able to swim out or not?
Just had to drag myself back out. But I continued on to where I was going in the first place. That was one of the most reckless things I've done.
Yeah, that's definitely not. I can't see a girl going, that fell in. That is mine. Hands off. That's not attractive, is it, Catherine? Even if you're an 18-year-old girl.
And now I'm a mum. That makes my nerves hang out.
When I told my mum, like I only told her when I was quite old and she couldn't do anything to punish me for it. It was confidence. Confidence is the thing that I could do there. That I was able to close my eyes and walk without doing anything.
But sometimes that kind of reckless behaviour that does put you in a little bit of danger can pay dividends. For example, I started stand-up. I come from quite a council estate-y type background, and I'd made it. I was only one of my 17 cousins. I'm the only one with an A-level, let alone a GCSE. I was working in an ad agency, sitting on pink, fluffy couches, thinking up ideas. I was living the dream, good income. And I start doing this hobby in the evening, stand-up. And to leave it, I was going to be giving up this career, only person in my family to have a middle-class job, give it all up to earn fuck all for at least 5 years for an egotistical X-factor type chance of maybe doing stand-up. Now, it paid off, but there's no doubt about it. It was as financially dangerous as hovering my foot over a canal. It's just that, obviously, there is no positive outcome, really, with the canal version. But the danger was just as much. I mean, I was on like resources for bankruptcy and everything before I managed to turn a corner and just get my first telly job. So, and the other one example I would give from my own life would be Lindsay, my missus from Sale. She and her dad are completely opposite. So her dad Bruno is like, honest Joe, don't break the rules, stay in line, don't make a fuss, Yvonne. That's my mother-in-law. Whereas Lindsay's like, fuck it, Dad. You know, you never know what's behind the corner. You got to make a noise. And they were coming to see me on tour in Chester. I'd not met Lindsay at this point. It was a small room. You might even know it, Catherine. It's closed down now. It used to be a little comedy club. It's about 400-500 seater. That's the size of venues I was playing at the time. And Lindsay and her mum and dad turned up, and they were sat at the back of the theatre. And her dad's like, it's only a small venue, Lindsay. Let's not make a fuss. It's like, it's no big deal. And he's like, I'm not having it. We paid the same money as everyone else in here. I want to be upgraded, thank you. And they moved her to the very, very front. They went, all we've got is the front row. The comedian will ruin you in front of everyone. She's like, I don't care. I want the good view. And of course, I've come on that night and seen this beautiful girl in the front row. Yes, I ruined everyone in the front row as usual, but it stuck in my mind. And then I stalked her online. Now we're married. Now we've got a baby. But if Lindsay had not put herself in physical danger and the danger of social humiliation are roughly equal in human beings' minds, from what I can gather. Most people, if you say to them, there's a door through there, you can go and have a boxing match for the first time. There's a door through there, you can go and do stand-up for the first time. If you're not a theatre trained like Catherine, most people will choose the boxing door. They would rather be punched in the face than risk social humiliation. So Lindsay took that risk. Where it never occurred to her she was going to meet her husband. Where was the positive outcome of that night? None. But the reckless behaviour of hanging herself out to be humiliated.
The power of the universe.
Just on that, I was going to say the recklessness. I think one of the reasons that men are more reckless is because in the evolution of humanity, we ended up having to take more risks. And so it was better for us to be reckless, and actually it made more sense for us to kind of biologically develop. So we were programmed to take risks, which is why it seems kind of instinctive to us. So for example, me and your wife, that it paid off. And I think if you take risk, it pays off. And if you don't,
that was female risk on that. I mean, the risk was all Lindsay's.
The principle of like, if you take risks, you can you get the chance of succeeding. And if you don't, then you don't.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a break there. This is the end of part one of a discussion about recklessness. Really, I could have just gone straight through with no break, but that would have been too reckless. So we're going to have a slight pause here.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.